Eddie, hello, how are you?
Hello, Philip, are you well?
Good. You were watching the mixed martial arts on Saturday night, yeah?
I was a bit confused because I watched it again. I watched a live performance today.
You were?
I was in Coolmine, as I was saying, and I came out from a tiling shop, doing a job in town. And there was a queue of cars stopped in the centre of the road. I couldn't figure out why they were stopped. And beneath the wall on the verge, there was two coloured guys, black guys. One of them was on the ground and the other was on top and beating the head off him. But the line of cars, they all had their mobile phones trained on these two guys. Not one of them would get out to help anybody. Now, I understand not getting out. Sometimes it's worse to get out for the individual involved. So I just literally drove my van as close as I could up to them. I put my hand on the horn for a good 3 to 4 minutes. My wife lives about a half mile away. She could hear the noise because I phoned her after to tell her the story. But not one, and it, you know, there was guys in their cars. I'm 5'10". I'm not very big. There were big, stocky guys, but they were focused on their mobile phone, getting footage for whether it be YouTube or one of those. I just could not get over that. It just amazed me.
What kind of a fight are we talking about here now? Was it the typical thing of two lads just, you know, squaring up to each other and shouting and throwing the odd kick or punch?
No, they were 30-year-olds. They were 35-year-olds. One of them was on the grass verge. He was on his back. The other guy was on top of him. And I did watch the UFC fight, and it was very, very similar to when the fight's coming to an end. You've got one guy on top, and this guy was, the guy on the bottom was trying to protect his face, and the other guy was just throwing in punches, just one every 2-3 seconds, just throwing in punches. But people were, I just stopped to use their mobiles.
Had you any idea what the fight was about? I mean, were they shouting at each other?
There was, as I say, it just happened along it, and by me stopping, and now literally for 3 to 4 minutes, I put my hand on the horn. I was on and off. The amount of people that stopped to see what was going on, I understand people don't want to get involved. I don't understand them sitting there with their phones.
Well, there's two very, very understandable things here. I mean, the rubbernecking is very understandable. You see a fight, anybody is going to stop and is going to look. Secondly, as you say, not getting involved, again, very, very understandable. I mean, particularly, were the two lads beating the heads off each other big?
Well, it was bigger than me, for sure. Uh-huh. That's why I'm 53, going on 54. I'm wiser than to step in between two men having it, but it was just very one-sided. I got the impression the guy that was the white shirt underneath was taken by surprise, taken from behind, and he was thrown to the ground. This guy had the advantage, and he literally decided, hell for leather, I'm going to thump the head off him while the going's good. But as I say, there was a guy in a big Audi, big guy, and I thought, you know, if he gets out, I'll get out. We'll do something together. But the phone was on. And I looked over him and I just nodded to him. I waved to him and as if to say, you know, but he just, no, he wanted his YouTube. He wanted 15 seconds of fame on YouTube or wherever it was going to go.
And he videoed it and then drove off?
And then drove off, yeah. And to me, you know, the fight stopped.
What will the hell? Just before we go on to that, I mean, this is a crime. For a start, those people, I mean, they might have a YouTube moment, they might have something to show their mates down the pub, but they also have evidence of a crime being committed here.
Without a shadow of doubt. Now, I don't know whether they'll go forward to the Gardaí. Maybe they were, you know, I could be doing them a
major disservice. But
yeah, I could be. But it just looked like, here's an opportunity to use my mobile phone. I'm going to use it and I'm going to... Now, I'm curious as to whether I'll see it on YouTube. I don't actually use YouTube, but I'll look tonight to see if it's on two guys. Just listen. Well, it wasn't a fight. It was a very one-sided affair.
How many people had their phones out?
Oh, there must have been half a dozen. And then the because I was...
So a half dozen? And was it all men?
Yeah. I think, well, in fairness now, I don't think a lady or woman would go over and get involved. And rightly so. You know, she'd probably be just shoved away. But a half dozen men, as I said, I just acknowledged one fella. I said, and I gave him a thumb. I said, can we go over? And he was too busy videoing the fight. And to cap it all, Philip, the fight was over. I went in, got my stuff, I came out. And the guy in the white shirt was holding the fella in the black shirt by the neck. So it had reversed in the space of 3 minutes.
It was still going on, because, I mean, you know yourself, most fights are usually over in 90 seconds and somebody runs away and licks their wounds.
Vicious. This was absolutely vicious. It's been a long time. I've seen the odd fight, and there's probably one dig or something like that, but this was just, he had him down, and while he had him down, he was going to get in as many boxes as he could do, and that was it.
And did you call the guards?
I did. Now, I just got through to him and gave his number. But I got a funny feeling that when, as I say, the fight was over, the fella in the white shirt was it had reversed itself, and the fella in the white shirt was on the phone. So I got the impression that he was phoning the guards as well. I got that impression. Well, if it'd been me, I'd be phoning the guards.
But it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, you think, you know, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have had that many people standing there just looking at their phones, allowing themselves to remain uninvolved because they're just engaged with getting the thing recorded onto their phone.
The phone is a great instrument. I use it in work. If I can't see something, I take a photograph and I blow it up. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. But this is just the other side of the phone, the other side of the coin, that people will stop, they'll rubberneck and they'll record it and they won't do something. I didn't do an awful lot, but I did as much as I felt I could do.
It's definitely changing an awful lot about the way we live. I saw a fascinating piece over the course of the weekend about a restaurant forced to analyse the quality of service that they were offering their customers because they realised that they were serving less people every day than they had been 5 or 6 years ago. And they looked back over CCTV and they questioned their staff in quite close detail about what was going on there. And they realised that customers coming in, sitting down, mucking around with the phones on average for 4 or 5 minutes before they looked at the menu. Then there was the photographing of their food when it came. And then there's getting the waiter to photograph them eating their food.
And then there's the selfie.
And then there's this lengthy period after you've eaten your main course, before you order your dessert, where many people are taking out their phones again. And the difference was that 10 years ago, the time at a table was 1 hour and 5 minutes on average, whereas now it's 1 hour and 55 minutes, and it's all down to the phones.
That is incredible. That is just unbelievable. I work in restaurants, and I'm sure they must be kicking themselves, because you don't want the very fast turnover, but you certainly want to be turning the table around in 1 hour to 1.25 hours.
Absolutely.
And it's not paying for that. Obviously, it's not. No, I just thought I'd phone in, Philip. The world is changing quicker than we realise.
Indeed. Well, I mean, if ever there was a good example of how we've become a kind of an eyes down instead of a heads up sort of society, your story is a very good example, Eddie. Thank you very much.
Unfortunately. Phil, have a good one.
Take care. Good afternoon to you.